Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Harrison in for Austin. We are Old School, 1040 O Street. We're back. NCAA, Husker NCAA talk. Had a little transfer portal talk. It's always tough. You know, college sports is tough. Still don't feel sorry for any of them, but for the coaches because they're handsomely paid. But
it doesn't have to be hard. That's the part.
It's hard. It's hard. It is hard.
You're a coach. Is coaching hard?
Coaching itself is not hard.
Okay, you being a man, is that hard?
No, but dealing
you got dealing, rules that work for you, right?
Right, but a lot of times the rules that you got aren't allowed to. Here's the hardest part about coaching. I always say this. Hardest part is about coaching. And if I was coaching those four dudes walking across the street,
yep,
ask them to walk when it's not the jaywalk. There's gonna be three of them. They're gonna decide to do it when we could practice all day long. Oh, I can go. Two of them get hit, ran over. Guess who's held responsible? Me. That's the hardest thing about coaching. That's hardest thing about that. You're always, you know.
Yeah, but when you send them across the street. Yeah,
I send them across the street when they're supposed to go.
Yeah, like it's just like I just root so hard for good people to do good things. Like that's all here's. I know we wanted to go in a different direction, but quickly enough, right? That, and y'all know this story that I get calls from athletes and parents all over the country that because I'm here and around student athletes and around coaches, they will ask the question, "Yo, DP. What's the word on Lincoln? What's the word on Nebraska? Is this a good place for my son or daughter?" And I have this rule. Don't ask me to lie for you. Nobody gets to ask me to lie for them. Right? And the more somebody asks me to lie for them, the less I'm inclined to speak for them. Does that make sense? So from a simple standard, I had two young people who were number one in the top recruiting percentage that were interested in Nebraska. And then I get the phone call. "Hey, man, what's the word?" Okay. Because of the fans, I can say there is not a better fan base. Because of the community, I can say there is not a better college community, right? For things that all the things that they could want are available to them. Then it becomes a matter of people and then the department itself. And that's where it gets sticky. Up until 2 weeks ago, I've been really comfortable in referring folks to the University of Nebraska over some really good programs. I felt good about it. But clear about it. I don't want that to change. And I'm trying, Jay Foreman, I am trying to find my way. I want that piece of company to be able to say to the number one athlete in various sports, "Yep, be a Husker. Be a Husker. To mom and dad, they're going to take care of your baby. Your baby boy, your baby girl, they're going to take care. In full." And then it becomes, because the next question becomes, "Hey, DP, if something go left, are you there to step in?" And the answer is always yes. But to my own demise, right? Harrison is in the room on a nightly basis as I introduce these young people to the I reintroduce them to their parents because the parents don't know them until they hear them here talking about the things that go on, because that's how the parent keeps in touch. I introduce them to the community so the community understands why this is a good Husker, why this is a good person. And then the other stuff starts to hit, and they start to tell Harrison, hey, Harrison, man, I got this grind I'm going through. And Harrison, in his full goodness, listens. And let me tell you how much integrity Harrison has. Harrison holds them up, and he puts them in a good spot every night. He puts these athletes in a good place, and they leave here better than they walked in the door. That's what we're here for. I just want to know who else is in it. Like, I want to know who's in it. I want to know who's got the back of the people who need. It's like a few good men. Who are you supposed to stand up for? You're not supposed to stand up for the general, the angry general. You're supposed to stand up for the dude that needs your help. And the student athletes need the help. So I constantly battle with, I'm here trying to enable people, elevate people. I'm rooting like hell for Nebraska. I'm not even from here. And I'm rooting for this athletic department and the people in it. I'm rooting for the alumni. I'm rooting for the fans. I'm rooting for the community. I invest in them. As a matter of fact, I don't like transfer portal days because it means a thing needs to change. And usually, air quotes, it's not a positive thing that's forcing people to divorce, split, go in different directions. This is a heavy day. Like Black Monday, whenever coaches get fired, that's a heavy day for me. Transfer portal day, the day after somebody's season ends, exit interview days. As a coach, it was my least.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Favorite day, if I'd gone through some stuff. If I had success, it's my best day because I get to celebrate. I get the high five, hug, well, job well done. But if it's not, and we have to separate for reasons you didn't graduate, but you're leaving, dang, that hurts. That's where I'm at today. I apologize for folks. I know you folks might want happy radio. I'm bothered by this. I don't know why.
I mean, being an athlete is tough, man. I mean, it's everybody sees the, you know, whatever game, whatever night they play or day they play. It's tough. I mean, that's just part. It's part of being an athlete. You know, there's never any easy day. I mean, to be frank, you know, being an athlete sucks. I mean, it really does. So
that's what I'm asking. That's why I need to hear from Jay, right?
Yeah, but that's what you sign up for. It sucks every single day. I'm just going to be bluntly honest with you. Okay, it sucks every single day. You know what? You know what? When you have to decide, So the known and the unknown. The known is that it sucks every single day. Why does it suck? You got to sacrifice, right? You got to sacrifice time, energy, relationships, college life, all the things, everything else. That's the known that you got. If you want to be, first of all, let me just back that up. If you want to be good, okay, or to be the best that you can be, you got to sacrifice. You got to be given. It's whatever you're willing to give up, okay? And it's not a little. So you got to give up a lot to give yourself the chance to be the best you can be. That's the hardest struggle for kids these days. And it sucks. You know what sucks? Working hard every day. Yep. You know what it sucks? Competing, because there's no guarantee. So you either got to embrace the suck, or you got to succumb to it. It's either, if you know it's going to suck, you got to make the best out of it. You can't just go to practice to get through practice. You got to go to practice to get better. It's always these things that you're battling, and then you got school, and you got personal aspirations, maybe outside of your sport. Maybe you want to be, I don't know, doctor, engineer, you know, farmer, whatever it is that you want to be. And then that's all the stuff. Then, you know, that's what you got to do. And that's part of the thing about the first 2 years, or being able to find a way to find your own way and battle through it. Cause when you get down the road, how you handle it is how you're going to have that confidence. You got to learn and be willing to stand on your own. Not saying you don't need help. I'm not even approaching that. Yeah. But you have to be, and that's just part of it. And that's the thing that sucks about the portal. Like, you could have everything could be great, right? And here's a perfect example. Alvin Kamara. People don't even know this. He was at Alabama, mm-hmm. in that running back room. But he saw four other NFL guys. There was nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with the Alabama program. He walked right into Nick Saban's office. I don't want to wait. He goes to Tennessee, and we saw what he did against us, and he ran around us up and down the field. It just happens. It does. And the better that you get, ideally, you'd like these situations to work out for both, where you're like, okay, Alabama obviously went on and won a couple national championships since. And now Kamara went on and do it. I mean, it's just part of there's a lot of options. You know, the funny thing about it, you talk about, if you look at this tournament, you look at Oakland, you talk about how you invest in the players. Well, the smaller schools are going to get the investments, because that's where those kids are going. They're going to grow up. There's going to be a kid that goes to like a Oakland, probably say like a skinny, say 6'4", 6'5", 180 pounds. He starts to get on a meal program. He's going to mess around and be 6'8", and everybody's going to be like, okay.
We missed.
We missed him. Well, guess what's going to happen? Okay, they're going to make a run through the Summit, Missouri Valley, or just, you know, make a couple highlights, right? Going to be his junior year. He's going to go right in that coach's office, right? And then he's got to level up. Nobody really talks about that, because that's just part of the business. That's just part of the way it is right now. And it sucks, because when you get here, and I remember being, you know, you work so hard to get here, right? And the celebration is you get here. Then you almost have to go all the way back to when you first started working towards this goal and start over with no guarantees. Because when you have some talent in whatever sport you're playing, you kind of know, if you put in enough work, that it's going to work out for you, right? Mm-hmm. So like football, right? I could roll out of bed. No, you know, my dad was like, look, as long as I want you to play hard and be a good teammate. He kind of knew it. So that's the simple path that he sent for me, right? A lot of these kids that get here, that's the path that they had to have. Now, granted, some had to really work at it. And, you know, there's always, so now you have to actually go back and start over that process when you get here. But when you're in, say, like a linebacker room, you're seeing 10 other guys that are just as good as you. Yeah. And that's the hardest thing. So then it comes down to sacrifice.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully everybody, yeah. I mean, it's not going to stop. It's probably going to get worse. You're probably going to be able to transfer. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it right now. There's going to be a time that people are going to be able to transfer during Christmas break.
Well, what's the number? Yeah, right. What's the number of total transfer portal out for Nebraska men's and women's basketball? What's the total number in your head? And it's okay to be wrong,
yeah.
But it's a vibe, maybe, right?
I don't know. 5-6 total between both teams. I don't know.
Yeah, between just the men's and women, I think we're only at like 5 right now, right?
It's 3, right?
Well, other people talk.
Yeah, I mean,
people are talking.
At the end of the day, that's a normal deal, though.
Yeah, it's just, and again, we'll forget it all when people commit to transferring in.
Yeah,
in some cases, but it's a thing. So
that happens everywhere, and that's a part of it, and that sucks, man. So, anyways, DP, Jay Foreman, Austin, we'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.